exists as we know, and you can't explain it except through mathematics or through music. That's the only other way back to you.
Yeah, one more brief comment before maybe set aside, see if somebody else is out there wants to bring in, but I have told many of I don't want to sound like an old sage at all. I'm just an old FART. Many people, just from my experience, I've worked in Detroit and LA and worked in burning environments, and some of the great examples, some of the greatest hits in the world, very poor technical recordings. The music was so good it transcended the limitations of the technology. Some of the records were flops or unpopular, and vice versa. Of course, if you happen to have great content and technical prowess, you've got a winner on your hands. But it's really more about the music with the average consumer, and I get that. I'm kind of a nerd. I overanalyze. I don't detract it from the technical imperfections. When maybe there's an awesome song. Motown was a prime example. Very primitive recording, but some of the best music in the world. I mean, distortion, just so primitive, but world-renowned.
That's a very interesting point, and well-made, too, because, to back up your point, you got people like, for example, Willie Dixon and so forth and so on, and then you have Led Zeppelin, who reinterpreted that music in a format that's more digestible for the masses nowadays because of the prejudices and the recording styles or whatever they did back in those days. They weren't worthy of the vinyl they were printed on, let's say, right? But then you got a band like Led Zeppelin that picks up, reprocesses the music with electricity, the electric instruments, and but yes, it uses the same lyrics, the same feelings there. You can play a Willie Dixon record and listen to Led Zeppelin songs like Dazed and Confused, and you hear the same song, except it's just been made more digestible for the masses and a better audio quality. And, it's amazing how those people in Led Zeppelin had the ear for music. They think they just wrote stuff on paper. They heard that, what you just described. The quality of that basic music transcends the poor recording. And so much so that I know for a fact that these guys used to take walkabouts, if you want to call it that, to Africa, sub-Saharan Africa and Egypt and so forth like that, just to sit with the Bedouin tribes to listen to their types of music. They personally would go there without bodyguards or anything. They would just show up and listen to that music that was played by those tribes, and they would listen to it directly and then reinterpret it and use it in their songs also. And one of the songs was Kashmir, actually. That's why it sounds the way it does, because they said that they took that from a Bedouin tribe. It's an old song. I don't know exactly what the song is, but they said that that was a reinterpretation of an old Egyptian song, believe it or not. And see, but nobody realized that music even exists until somebody brings it up, and then the people that bring it to us become millionaires. Isn't that something? Back to you.
KM4GHN for ID. A great example of that. I mean, Lennon said, John Lennon, nothing you do that ain't been done. I'm paraphrasing mildly. Janis Joplin was basically doing covers of Bessie Smith. 5 billion examples of that. I mean, it all goes back to, television goes back to vaudeville. I mean, everything ties back to something. I'll repeat, John Lennon quote, it's just nothing you can do that ain't been done. But, you can still put a new spin on it, use new technology, freshen things up, do things differently, and you got a hit. I'm at the age now where I'm hearing hits that were, hits, they're covers basically, songs, I grew up with. Isn't that funny?
I hear you, man. I went into the family room and I pulled out my original copy of Led Zeppelin 1. Just pull it it out, right? And I'm looking at it. It says here, Gold Record Award, yay, you know? And I'm looking at it on the back, and it says here, this is a stereo recording for best results. Was observed the RIAA high frequency roll-up characteristics with a 500 cycle crossover. 1969, Atlantic Recording Corporation, printed in USA. Now, let's see. Song number three, You Shook Me, Willie Dixon. Song, that's side one. Side two, song number four, I Can't Quit You, Baby, Willie Dixon. Now, two hits on their first album, you know, and I can go on and on and on, because I have the whole catalog right here of their, and I have the originals, believe it or not, the original albums, and the albums would stick, you know. Hey, but what I wanted to say, it's funny how hits became hits became hits. It's like it's, people are, I don't know how you could say it in a different way, and you know what I found out? Did you ever hear about, we talked briefly about that yesterday, or the day before, did you ever hear about this with Richie Blackmore, with his band called Blackmore's Night? I've been back in the States for a couple of years, and you don't even hear about it over here, you know? But it's crazy popular over in Europe, Blackmore's Night. Have you heard about that?
Now, that'd be a negative. I actually, certainly know who Richie Blackmore is, but not familiar with that. Just a quick comment, and then back to that. The 60s up to 74 or so fascinated me. 64 to 72-ish, probably. The innovative creativity, and as well as technical creativity. It's funny, just quickly, just a side comment, some of the biggest hits in Britain by the Beatles, in America by like Dylan, what have you, they would, Sgt. Pepper's is a prime example, George Martin mixed everything in mono, and if you listen to the original mono mixes, they're far superior. You can ascertain, you can hear the woodwinds, you can hear everything and separate it. They used to, the stereo mixes we all know today, even Dylan hits, like a Rolling Stone even, are mixes that these second and tertiary engineers used to mix at 2 a.m. when the studio was just free, just as a novelty, where stereo caught on. But if you go back and get some of those old masters of the mono mixes, it's truly amazing difference.
I think we timed out the repeater. Let's see. No, we didn't time it out. Stand by a second. This is N2VHC. You know, the last thing I heard you say was if you can get some more of those master mono mixes, you know, you said they're truly, and then you might have let go of the mic button by accident. Could you finish what you were saying? It was very interesting, and I know what you're saying. I'm thinking about buying some stuff off eBay, looking back into some of these older stuff that I don't have anymore. Back to you.
Well, as much as I'm a creature of the analog age, I will say the higher sampling rates and better algorithms and all that stuff, data compression. You might as well just buy the digital versions. I have a year ago, I got a free copy of a Dylan Lester's or original mixes, rather, in my there on 7th Avenue, a block away. And when you hear those mixes again, as I mentioned, that they would spend hours and hours doing that, and the kids would mix the stereo versions, right, just for novelty. Of course, those are the ones that on and printed, you know, print on our culture.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder when people have those albums, the original mono versions, they're probably thrown out. You know how many people threw stuff out that has historical or, you know, value to it to some people like that, and they just looked at it from today's perspective and said, this is mono, this is garbage, you know? And I wanted to also say about with this Richie Blackmore, remember I was saying to you that he has his band in Europe. Oh, they come to the States too, apparently, but they have many albums out now. And it's funny because I think I was saying that he came out and played the first two sets with period instruments from the medieval days, with this really strange medieval music. They always said that he had lost his mind back in the day at Deep Purple, and he always wanted to go his own way. Well, he eventually did, and this is what he does, because he feels that he's reborn through that music. He hears something in medieval music that most people don't hear, he says, that nobody else hears. And it's calling for him to perform that music. And, of course, like I think I said, the third set, he came out and played full electric, Deep Purple, you know, all his famous hits and everything. But, you know, that really caught on around Europe. That whole thing, he goes around with a special group of people that are masters of those instruments from the medieval times. And let me ask you a question. Somebody told me that Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull is such a master musician that there were instruments that were found in ancient China that nobody knew what they were, and they gave them to him in a closed room, and a few hours later he mastered these unknown instruments that were found somewhere in China. Have you ever heard that story? Back to you.
No, sir, I've not heard that one whatsoever. You know, that was, those were some phenomenal recordings, tall recordings in the day. Somewhat on a sad note, I think I was living in Boston, rock, hair, metal, hard station, which I hated that music at the time. But anyway, I do recall Blackmore, what was he doing? I can't remember exactly what he was doing, but, you know, he, I mean, you know, you talk about Deep Purple era, Hush, some of that stuff. That definitely, you know, was good stuff. But back to Ian, very sad kind of a thing. I was at a record store. I guess he had, or maybe it was a bookstore. He had a book signing, and like five people came up and wanted his autograph and played the flute a little bit. But the kids didn't know who he was, really.
Wow, that's funny. That's funny. Really, really. I was in, matter of fact, here we go. I have the Return to Forever album, you know, an original press, you know, album from back in the 70s. And I later on bought the CD of Return to Forever, the equivalent in a CD. And I would switch back and forth between album and CD, and I preferred the album far more than the CD. But anyway, when I was buying that album, for some reason, it was really weird. I was on the border of Queens and Nassau County, right? So I was in a record store with a friend of mine, and we were both buying the album, Return to Forever, Romantic Warrior, right? And we were standing in line in a record store, and some guy tapped me on the shoulder and goes, excuse me, I was young. I don't know, I think I was 16 or 15. He goes, excuse me, that's the kind of music you listen to? I said, yeah, it's excellent. It's like jazz fusion, you know? And he says, man, you got a great ear for music because that's an excellent album you're buying. I said, thank you. So I paid for my album and everything, and we're standing around. And some guy goes, you know who that was that just talked to you? I said, I have no idea. He goes, it's this musician that plays in these around here. His name is Billy Joel, and, you know, he's pretty good, you know, and maybe, fortunately for him, one day he'll become something, but right now, he's just, he was in there buying albums. That was the funny thing about it, you know, and, so, you know, that sealed the fate for Return to Forever for me, forever. It was like, that's the band, you know. Have you ever heard of this band, Return to Forever? Back to you.
You know, it's probably not very good of me to even admit that I've not heard of them. But maybe you could elaborate just a hair and jog a memory, or I'll have to hang my head low in humility to learn something.
Oh, the album cover has a drawing, you know, kind of a comical type drawing, but it's a drawing of a fully suited armor warrior, you know, for the medieval days on a horseback. But but the music that's played on this album is each song. Well, first of all, nobody sings, so you know they use their instruments to vocalize. Let's say, okay, but they're able to create an image. If I played the album and played a song, I would ask somebody. I used to play this game. I said, "What image do you have in your mind from what you just heard?" And they would say, "It sounds like a battle between the different instruments." And it sounds like this instrument represented this, and that instrument represented that, and it sounds like this one overwhelmed that one and won. And I said, well, that's funny you say that, because the name of the song is The Battle of the Jester and the Tyrant. You know, and he's like, what? And somebody would be like, wow, that's what it sounded like, you know? And I said, even without words, they're able to put that image in your mind. They're so talented, these guys, because they're masters of many different instruments, you know? They're not just players, they're masters of many instruments, and it reminds me of like the band Rush, how they used to be, when they did albums that were continuous stories through and through the entire album. You started at one end of the album, and you ended at the other end, side A, so side one, side two, side A, or a double album, and it was one continuous story told throughout the album. And such as 2112 from Rush, you know, and they would go on tour and promote that, and it was, they would dress in that mode, and they would create that atmosphere in the stadium or hall where they played, and then, you know, Return to Forever is very similar in that direction, you know, where they play to the point where they actually put an image in your mind, because it's, they're so good at what they do. Back to you.
Well, I have to look that one up, and lucky I'll say, oh yeah, I remember that. Not ringing a bell at the moment, but it's late, and it's been a long day, and horrendous weather up here. I'm sure you've probably maybe heard or not. Tomorrow's supposed to be sunny. It'll be nice and wet and soggy, but like sunshine. I don't care if it's 14 degrees. But, yeah, not familiar with that one, but... you know, I have very eclectic taste in music. You know, I'm a child, basically, of the late 60s or 70s. So, you know, I grew up with a lot of that, you know, pop stuff. Kind of got more homogenized and garbageized in the 70s. But as I alluded to earlier, the 64, when the Beatles hit the ground, up through about 72, were, in my opinion, in pop music or rock pop music, probably one of the most periods of time in history, and really stretched boundaries. They blasted through them, basically.
Yeah, I think it was funny because there were bands that were very obscure that were able to take produced songs and perform them to make money to be able to keep their band together. That was, it's very unusual. Like, for example, Blondie. You know, with Deborah Harry, that band was a CBGB's band and so forth and so on. They wound up every once in a while making a song to keep their band alive, you know? And they were lucky to make a hit, and they did quite a few, you know? And the Ramones, other people, you know, think bands like that. It's funny how people would jump out of obscurity, make money, and then jump back into obscurity. Very unusual. You know, what was I going to say? Oh, I can't remember now. I'm starting to lose my mind thinking too much about this music, man. It's an unusual world, though. It's like another subculture of society. And the strangest thing is that it crosses all barriers, you know? Unfortunately, over in Europe, the music that's very popular over there, that's sung in the local language, will never make it to this country, except there was only one song in Germany that I ever known that made it to this country, and it's because they changed the language. And that was a song by a group called Nina, and it was 99 Red Balloons. And that song was sung in German, and then translated, and she sung it in English, and that made it across the ocean into English. But all the German bands over there, well, you know, you don't see them in this country because they don't speak English, so they're very limited market. But they're very wildly popular over there. But the opposite is not true. When I left Germany last time, a couple of years ago, I left on July 4th, to be honest with you. It was the day that Bruce Springsteen played the Munich Soccer Stadium, sold out. July 4th, he played it over in Munich, just sold out. Germans are wildly in love with Bruce Springsteen, any American band that comes over there. But the same is not true in this country.
Europe and Japan are enamored with, well, around the world, American pop culture and music. But you're talking about Blondie. It's funny. I used to get in arguments with Meg. I think we talked about, you know what I'm talking about. I never liked Blondie. I didn't think they really were been into that CBGB. You know, I admire some popish hits they had. Maybe considered alternative when they came out, but we used to have some passionate arguments about that. But just, you know, Debbie Harry is cute, and I just ran it into the music.
No, same with the Ramones. In my opinion, it's all garbage, but, you know, the funny thing was, you got a guy like Bruce Springsteen, right? I grew up in New York. I never heard of this guy. It really never affected me. Apparently, people in New Jersey, some of them never heard of it, but people away from that area was completely, you know, engrossed by this guy. So later on in life, I get a couple of albums, and I prefer albums, and I'm reading the lyrics, and I notice he seems to be quite the poet, because he has, you know, his songs are one continuous story. They're not just repeated over and over, verse after verse after verse. He writes a song that tells a story, which is, you know, unbelievable nowadays. But anyway, you know, he's not appreciated very much in the actual New York City area, as he should be, believe it or not. But he's more popular outside. Even in Nebraska, he can come here and sell a stadium out, no question. Of course he'll do it in New York because there's so many people. But I think per capita, he's more popular outside the area than he is there. You know what killed me? With Blinded by the Light, and there's another song. Manfred Mann's Earth Band performs that. They're a European band, right? And everybody thinks they wrote those songs. They're two most popular songs that Manfred Mann's Earth Band performs are Bruce Springsteen's songs that they use from him. And it's funny because nobody really knows that. And, you know, I never knew it growing up there, you know, in New York. But when I moved away, I had a German explain that to me. I says, really? He says, yeah. So I looked at my Bruce Springsteen album, and there it was. I says, I never realized that. He says, it seems like people know more about your music outside your country than you know in your own country. Because we take it for granted. We have so much music in our country, so much of a variety, like garbage to excellence, that it's almost too much to consume, you know? Whereas in other countries, they're starving for our talent. Back to you. Well, I may have a little bluster and patriotism mixed in with this, but, you know, we make good stuff here in America. We're idea people. We don't make as much good stuff, but we design it maybe now. But Springsteen's, you know, he obviously appeals to the, I don't mean to be general here, but it's about very generally speaking, the kind of the blue-collar crowd, and totally have seen Cleveland, Jersey, of course, in class, hard working class city, medium, all even. Those are the guys who, the towns who revere his stuff. But he's universally basically loved. Satellite radio company there, you know, they have a channel called the Bruce Springsteen Channel or E Street Radio, whatever it is. He had a window there. He's still good. Don't get me wrong. He's the most energetic man of that age I've ever seen on stage, ever. Blinded by the Light from, I forgot the name of the album, and a lot of hits on that album. The core fans know that. And, you know, Born to Run, and then some of his later stuff, he, in my opinion, not as good as some of his pre-Born to Run, but definitely a unique talent that, a uniquely American original talent. Okay, I don't know if your radio cut off or whatever, but halfway through the last word, you seem to have lost contact. I've already burned through one HD, put it back on the charger because it went dead. I'm on my second HD. I got four HDs on lineup because they're cheap, and when one up. It's like musical HTs here. You still there, Mitch? This is N2PHC.
Yeah, I'm actually on my Yaesu rig here. I just bumped the power up a couple notches, so maybe this is better.
Yeah, man, I hear you good now. Perfect. Yeah, that's funny. It almost seems like Bruce Springsteen's a phenomenon, you know? Like, he shows up over in Europe, and he can't walk through the airport, you know? But these German pop stars could. He couldn't walk through the airport. He'd be mobbed. You know, it's funny. I'm looking at this one guy, wildly popular in Europe, wildly popular, very famous. He can't walk down a street in Europe without being mobbed. He can land in New York, nobody would know who he is. His name's Dieter Bohlen. He's a German pop star. He was in a group, you might know the name of it, if you go way back in your memory. It was called Modern Talking. And after that, he broke up and went to some other bands and so forth. But, you know, the guy's a TV star over there in Europe and all this. And I used to live over there and say, these guys really have not really lived up to their full potential. If they just learn the ways of the world a little bit more, they could, you know, really expand their talent out to other people, you know? You know, of course, you see a guy like Michael Schenker comes from Germany, left the Scorpions as a kid, went on to UFO, and he never went back to Germany. He goes back to visit once in a while, but he lives in Arizona. This guy brought his talent worldwide, you know? So I have to really give a lot of respect for somebody like that. But the other guys that stay holed up in their countries, I think it's kind of funny. You know what I think is funny? Is the guy that sings for Journey, this little Filipino guy. I don't know if he still does, but they had a contest to replace the singer of Journey. And this little Filipino dude popped up out of nowhere and became the singer. Did you ever see that happen? Are you familiar with what I'm talking about? Back to you.
Yeah, not intimately, but I certainly know what you're talking about. You know, so many American bands, I mean, going back to the British invasion and, you know, American and British counterparts from that era, all the way up to the disco era and maybe even 80s and 90s even, are, you know, making a pretty good living touring. Again, Japan, Europe, those places predominantly, but Eastern Bloc as well. From the inside, it's not quite the glamorous business from the outside looking in. You know, like anything, it's a job. Everybody's got to work for a living. They got to hustle. And I know a lot of folks in that living. States or overseas, but you know, nothing's easy, brother.
Yeah, you are 100% correct. It's like from when I saw Michael Schenker probably 10 years ago and shook his hand, right? To what I see today, I can't believe my eyes how the system has consumed him, you know? And he's doing his last, you know, he took quite a long time off. He did do albums, self-produced, everything's done at home, his own studio and everything. But when I see him now, he's on the road constantly. And I see that they gave him, you know, these awards and these, you know, everybody's honoring him, Gibson, the Flying V and this and that, and coming out with a special edition. And they're all giving him these awards for his, you know, talent. It's a little too late for that, you know, because they let him go on the side and sit on the shelf for probably 20 years, man. After Michael Schenker Group broke up. And now I see him, and he looks like a shell of himself, completely eaten up. I was glad that I was able to see him at the beginning of this, but like you're saying, the road is eating him up. It's obvious. It's a hard life, man. Back to you.
Yeah, I'm 4GHN for ID. Anyway, am I getting through right now? Showing somewhere in here.
Yeah, I hear you, dead full quieting, DFQ.
I guess my, SWR meter went crazy. I was gonna say now, but, I know what I was gonna say. The internet, was a game changer in that industry as well as thousand others, as your probably revenue to musicians has dwindled down to virtually nothing. But the only they can make now is touring and merchandising, unless they were great songwriters and they have royalties from that.
Yeah, you know, they have, in that regard, they have over in Europe a system that's really weird. It's a surreptitious company called GEMA, G-E-M-A, Golf Echo Mike Alpha. And what they do is they have a code printed on all their music or whatever. Anyway, they collect funds from people that download music. For example, if you sit at home and you download so many songs and it's funny, I got 5,000 songs on my phone and all. You'll get a bill at the end of the year when GEMA clears the books, and you're going to get a bill for quite an expensive amount of money because they charge per song because everything has a GEMA code in it, and you have to pay the GEMA tax, and it goes to the musician because that's how they survive. I don't believe they don't do that in this country, but I know a lot of people in Europe that got hit with by GEMA. And you know, GEMA is actually out of the United States. They said they're based in the United States, but they surveil Europe through the internet, and they charge them through Europe with third party, and they bill everybody. And if you don't pay, they come knocking on the door. Trust me. Back to you.
Yeah, Ken, I'm familiar with that. Actually, I think it's just a matter of another 2 years, probably, before cash it out here in the States. And you know, right now there's litigation flying everywhere between the SEC, terrestrial broadcast, AM/FM stations, satellite. There's a big lawsuit. Turtles and Brits and about pre-1972 songs. Things weren't regulated or before 72, so there's a lot of stuff up in here. But it'll all flush out. You know, probably within a couple of years. And, like everything these days, they're going to make what they used to. But, got to give due to the artists and the artsy-fartsy guy and all, but to the people who create art, musical art, and poetry particularly, I like. Have an impact on our culture, our life, and everything else.
Yeah, very good. I'm just going to go around one more time with you, bitch, and then I'm going to sign because I got some stuff to take care of over here. But, the thing is, it's funny because, you know, I see the royalty fee when I pay my satellite bill for the car, and it's a bargain compared to what other people have to pay in other countries, you know. And rightfully so, you have to pay a royalty fee, you know. And it's pretty funny, actually, that we only have to pay it on that service, but the other services, you don't have to pay it. Well, that doesn't make any sense, you know. That's why people can't make it in the music industry nowadays. That's why there's a lack of talent, because there's no way to draw somebody over there to make a fruitful employment from it, you know. Let me hand it back to you for final, but it's been nice chatting with you, and thanks for keeping me company over here in Nebraska. KM4GHN, this is N2VHC.
Yeah, Ken, I get a full Friday tomorrow, and full weekend as well, but yeah, absolutely, I just tuned into the net, and it kind of was in and out of it, but I then figured you'd be there. I think you were one of two echoing. Yeah, good chatting with you, man. I'll talk to you, I'm sure, in the future. Have yourself a good weekend, and stay safe out there in Alliance, Nebraska. That's about it. Good chats. I'll say 73s. So, take care, man. Good chat with you. Ken? M4GHN.
Heard you know, with that down in North Carolina thing going on. Glad you liked that. 73s, man. Talk to you later. Today's my Saturday. See you later. I'll be signing off and dropping the link in a little while. This is N2VHC. Bye.
Take care, Ken. I'll be in the site for 5 and then shutting her down. KM4GHN.
Well, that was a brilliant deduction that I just said.
Yeah, yeah. I remembered yesterday. I said, "Oh, these mic heads pop off because the cord it's on has the 8-pin round." So I popped the head off and put it on the the regular cord that comes off the 857, and just wanted to try it out.
Oh, sounds fine. Good audio, clear.
Okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure I had a working microphone. How was it this morning coming into work? As you can see, I didn't come in. I called in yesterday. I don't know if you saw on Facebook, but I got stuck in my driveway after a 2.5-hour ride home.
Yes, I did. I checked it out this morning, and I heard from Chris that somebody suggested you should buy a Jeep for days like that.
Well, you know what? My wife ended up not going to work. She had off. They closed schools, but I didn't know about that till I was already at work. If I'd known about that, I definitely would have taken her car.
Well, I talked to you earlier in the day. Didn't want to hold any conversation with what you were going through, but 2.5 hours to get home. I heard you later on in the day, but I left Debbie's. I was beat, and I had the radio on, but I just didn't do any keying up. I just didn't feel like talking yesterday.
Yeah, I had moments like that. Yeah, it was a bear. It was just slow going. You know, everywhere I went, I think at one time I was going 40, then I ran out of Queen Road, and I was on 287. Then when I got on the Merritt Parkway, that was like 25 miles an hour. I even had to stop for a rest break because it was taking me so long to get home. So it was a tough day. So I called in. I said, "Listen, I'm taking a personal day on Friday." I said, it took me 2.5 hours to get home. I got stuck in the driveway. I had to shovel my car out. And then still had to blow the driveway and shovel the steps. So I just was in no mood to battle bad road conditions one more time. I think next week the turnaround starts, hopefully.
And 1LU, KD2BOR. Yeah, I heard something on the Channel 7 news this morning about maybe 50s next week.
W2BOB, good morning, Alan.
W2BOB, KC2ZM, yes. Good morning. See, it's very close to the hour, so I'll just stand by to get it set up. KC2's you in.
Morning, AC2T.
Hey, good morning, Paul, AC2T with KC2CUM, and this is W2BOB, and it's 9 o'clock. Time for the CBS Retirees Net. We meet Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this hour on this frequency, and with that, good morning to all, and we will look for additional check-ins for the net at this point. So if you want to be with us, come now, please. Whoever that was, you're broken up, and I heard good bloop, and that was it.
I'll have to see if I can duplicate that. Good morning, Bob. It's NY9A.
Okay, George. NY9A, W2BOB. Okay, you sound a little, there's a little bit of noise on your signal, so something's not right today. But I'm sure you'll square that away. Okay, any other check-ins for the net? Come now.
N2NBR.
Okay, N2NBR, W2BOB. You got a lot of noise on your signal, John. Are you running full power or what?
This is N2OEL from Florida.
Connected W2BOBKG4UFR. Disconnected. Connected N2OEL.
Hey, N2OEL, you're recognized. You're on the list, Noel. John, did you copy my transmission? N2NBR, come back.
I copied. I'm working on it, Bob.
Hey, that time it was much better. There was no noise. So, okay, anyone else for the net? W2BOB here standing by.
82CYX.
Okay, good morning, Vinny. KD2CYX with us. Anyone else?
WB2RXU.
WB2OXU and the KB2 station. I couldn't copy your whole call. Give it to me again, slowly and louder, please.
KB2HZE.
KB2HZE. That's Hotel Zulu Echo, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Good morning to you. Give us the name and location.
Name's Tom over here, Roby in the Bronx.
Hey, Tom, very good. Good morning to you. Anyone else for the net? Come now, please. Hey, here's who we have so far, and we'll get underway and then give another call when we go through the list the first time. We have KC2ZUM, Alan, AC2T, Paul, NY9A, George, N2NBR, John, N2OEL, Noel, KD2CYX, Vinny, WB2OXU, Bill, and KB2HZE, Tom. One more try. Any other stations in the group? Okay, nothing heard. Well, we've got 22 degrees. Here this morning, and bright sunshine, lots of icicles, the sun is melting the snow on the roofs and gutters, and that's causing the icicles. We got about 6 to 8 inches of new snow here yesterday, and fortunately our snowblower man showed up last night with a helper, and they cleared everything up pretty well, so. At that rate, I doubt I would have been able to get my car out at all. So, he did clear my 80-foot long driveway and apron to the street, but I don't know that I want to drive it. It's been a lot of snow out there. Let's hope this is the end of it. I doubt it, though. Someone is saying that there's another big storm coming, not this weekend, but next weekend. I don't know. But 50s coming up soon, so that's great. Okay, with that, not much else to report. KC2ZUM, W2BOB with the group. Go ahead, Alan.
2BOB, KC2ZUM. Good morning, see Bob, Paul, George. We got John, Vinny, Bill, and Noel there. Not too much going on here. Probably only going to be in for one or two rounds. Got a lot of things going on, and some phone calls will be coming in. The usual, cold, icy. Looking forward to spring, if it ever shows up this year. And that's about it. So a bit of a long list there. I'll send it back over to you, Bob. W2BOB, KC2ZUM.
Okay, very good, Alan. KC2ZUM, W2BOB with the virus set. And, yeah, well, good luck with the situation you have going on there. AC2T, W2BOB, over to you, Paul.
W2BOB in the assembled group. This is AC2T. Good morning, everybody. We have bright sunshine, and hopefully it'll warm up a little bit more and get rid of some of this here white stuff, but... The mountains of it that we have, I think will take probably till May or sometime to get rid of it, unless the temperature really gets up there. They say spring is around the corner. I looked around the corner several times. I haven't seen it yet. So hopefully we will find it. But Mother Nature is really doing a job on us. But we're going to do what we can. I'm not going to stay in too long. I might make this my last, because I have a lot of things I got to get ready to go. Tomorrow we have a VE session. We have now four people that are going to be taking the test. So hopefully we'll have a good time. And, of course, after the test, if they have time, they stick around, and we might even let them get on the air for a little bit and make some contacts. And they really spur them on to get their ham licenses and operate correctly. Anyway, with that, it's been, I would say it's, this morning I looked, it was 12 degrees, but I'm pretty sure it's up in the 20s now, so hopefully it'll really do some work on this snow. Anyway, let me say 73s for now. I hope everybody has a good day today, a better day tomorrow, and a great weekend. So we'll catch you Monday. W2BOB, AC2T, 73's all.
Very good, Paul. AC2T, W2BOB, and good luck with the AMS tomorrow and with the traveling up and down. Okay, NY9A, George, you're next. W2BOB with the group.
W2BOB in the group, NY9A. 73's, Paul, will see you. And have a good time at the festivities tomorrow and mint us out some new hams. Okay, good morning, everyone. I was just using this morning over a cup of coffee. Wouldn't it be nice to issue an arrest warrant for Punxsutawney Tony Phil and that other damn groundhog? I don't know, they cursed us with six more weeks of winter, but I think it's going to be more like eight. In fact, spring may not even come. However, I won't curse it. I'll just pray for it. I see the sun is bright and shiny this morning. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful day. But I'm tired of the snow. Oh, my God. My feelings were summed up by a lady last night on the local channel here, 12, when she said, "I am so finished with winter." Back to you, Bob. W2BOB and the group, NY9A.
Okay, George, that's a winning statement. All right, N2NBR, you're next, John. W2BOB, this is the yes retirees. Go ahead, John.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Let's see, Bob, Paul, Alan, George, Bill, Vinny, Bill, and Tom. I think I may list somebody out. So anyway, good morning. And temperature here is about 22 or so. Pressure is 30 points. And wind is from the north last time it came through. Right now it's not blowing at all. I guess that's about it for now for the weather. And we have blue sky, beautiful blue sky actually. And the icicles are, you tried to say, are starting to melt a little bit in the sunlight. And I had to do a quick snow throw trip down the driveway, several trips down the driveway this morning. And also I have a doctor's appointment later on today, so I have to get ready for that. So with that, I'm going to have to sign out for now and get ready for that. And but I'll be listening for a little while. W2BOB in the group N2NBR.
KC2EMG.
Okay, we got you, Bob. KC2EMG on the list. And all right, John, well, good luck, and we'll look for you again on Monday morning. By the way, remember, guys, it's daylight savings time starting on Sunday. Put your clocks an hour ahead, and the net will not change time. We'll still be here at 9 o'clock, but it'll be in daylight savings time. So, okay, let's go next to Noel, N2OEL, W2BOB with CBS. Go ahead, Noel.
W2BOB in the group. This is N2OEL. As some of you may remember, 2 years ago in February, I was pulling a snowblower backwards and broke my leg. And then that May, it had refused to heal, I broke it again. And last year, the fix didn't work, and they had to replace the femur November 11th. So I said, you know, enough with this snow. And I'm hiding out down here south in Florida. Of course, it's the opposite down here. The last 3 days, every day has been over 85, which is kind of warm for me. My fat body starts to melt. Right now, it is heavily overcast. Of course, it's Florida. It's got lots of humidity most of the time. So, it's actually been pretty good for my lungs. My roommate, AJ4WD, keeps sending me pictures of my backyard. And my condolences to you guys. I'm just kind of glad I'm not there. That's about it for this go-around. I'll send it back. This is N2OEO.
Okay, Noel. Yeah, we're all jealous. N2OEL, W2BOB. Well, we've got another NEC member down in Florida, K2MF, Barry's in the Land of Lakes. So we haven't heard from him lately either, but I guess he's glad he's not in northern New Jersey at this point.
All righty. Moving right along, let's go to Vinny next. KD2CYX, W2BOB with the CBS for Charlie's Net.
W2BOB and the group, KD2CYX. I'm sorry about your leg and whatnot, but I have no sympathy for the heat down in Florida. None whatsoever. as you can see, we got hammered up here, and we're still getting hammered all winter long. But today the sun is out bright. Hopefully it'll melting. I know the temperatures are going to be. Sun has a way of snow anyway. Yesterday I spent quite a bit of time snow blowing, as everybody else did, and fortunately the snow was very, very fluffy and light. So the snow just flew right out of that snow blower with no problem. So I was happy about that. Morning I got up early and just kind of touched things up, so I'm all set for the day and till next time. Someone out there mentioned next week there'll be another snow storm coming in possibly. Hopefully it'll be rain rather than snow, then we'll be complaining about too much water and flooding, but it is Mother Nature.